I was going to shoot my video blog today, but I've decided to put that back a few days and do a podcast instead, because I wanted to share an experience I've just had on Twitter with you. Now, I'm going to leave the company's name out of it because I respect the company and do believe in the work they're doing, but today they did something that I think is a big no-no when it comes to journalism, social content, anywhere where you're trying to communicate a story to someone. Now, what they've said is a Wednesday fact, which is something I presume they're doing every Wednesday, is that science has proven that over 60,000 years ago, all our ancestors left Africa, and that makes us all African. Now, for me, this seemed a bit of a shock, because I know it's a popular theory, but it is just a theory, it's not a fact. And this is a big respected organisation putting this out. I actually ended up tweeting these guys and said, it's an interesting information, but it is a theory. There are plenty of other theories out there. There's the Savannistan theory. I know there used to be a five-point theory. I think that one's been proven wrong, but don't quote me on it. But I just thought I'd let them know that actually what they're saying is fact has not been proven yet. The organisation then came back at me saying that their research has shown that it is actually a fact. I sent them some research that I'd done showing the Savannistan theory and suggesting that the Out of Africa story isn't 100% proven yet. So they sent me their sources. Now, this raised alarm bells for me because as I read their sources of information was claiming it was a theory, and their reporter had got overzealous and decided to report it as fact, which kind of discredits the work that they're producing from here on out. This kind of sat with me because for me, as far as any journalist, any content producer, any documentary filmmaker or photographer, if they're trying to tell people stories, they're giving people news, whether it be through TV, the written word on print, or whether it be just via a Twitter feed, they need to have done their research. And I think we've all got a responsibility for this. Yeah, we might not always get it right. I don't think it's necessarily possible for every journalist out there to always be right, especially as there's lots of journalists on different sides of stories telling their own version of the truth. But when your source says it's a theory and claim that as a fact, that's putting your own take on it and changing the information you've been given to suit your needs. When I say people should do their research, I just want to point out that Wikipedia is not a good place for research. It's a great place for a light bit of information and to find out what the general consensus of something is. But because Wikipedia is written by the general consensus, it's not proven fact. I think another responsibility we have is to try and prove ourselves wrong. Before we publish anything and tell everyone this is the truth, we should be thinking about what's the other side of the story and how many other stories are there. I mean, there's plenty of different versions of the truth depending on the angle you come at it from. And now, this leads me on to a TED video. Now, if you're listening to this on my blog site, I'll hopefully you've remembered to post a video below from TED, The Dangers of a Single Story. And I think, personally, every time I do a piece of work, I have to keep this in mind. Am I just telling a single story? Am I telling people the same thing they've already heard? And have I really thought about what other stories could be out there that actually will give them a bigger understanding of the truth? Being in the position of a storyteller, you're in an incredibly powerful position. One people trust and rely on to be honest with them. This is true for individuals giving other individuals information, for news organisations, filmmakers, no matter what position you're in. If people trust you, then you should fulfil that trust. Now this woman, I'm not going to try and pronounce her name, it's a very long name, but this woman's got some great examples on why a single story is a dangerous thing to have and to actually come at things from a number of different angles to work out what the truth is actually a vital thing when it comes to communication. So I suggest if you've listened to this and you've enjoyed it, then have a listen to the video. It's about 20 minutes long, but it is definitely worth it.